Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey guys, it's Natalia and welcome back to Unfiltered Fashion Talks. Today we have Larissa from Refined Shopping with us. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so excited to do this.
Love your background. Me too. Thank you. I'm so excited to have you on. I've been wanting to have you on for so long. And I feel like I've been waiting for you to like have Refined for a little longer so I could get more of the inside scoop on everything. Cause now that you've like launched and you've done events and stuff, I'm like, I feel like now is a good time to dive into it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. There's always something going on. So
exactly. So for those who are listening, who might not know like who you are, what you do, give us like a quick little, you know, intro of yourself or like background on what you do.
Yeah. So my name is Larissa and I'm the founder of Refined. So we are a sustainable fashion marketplace. So we really focus on highlighting and amplifying like sustainable and intentional brands who have like a mission to do better in the fashion industry. And Natalia is actually one of our partners. So a lot of designers and brands we select are doing really cool things from like zero waste to being really innovative, whether that's with technology or textiles. So yeah, that's what I do.
Yes. I love it. And I love to be a part of it too.
In addition to that, you know, we do a lot of, like Natalia was saying, we do a lot of like community things. So events and panel discussions and yeah, just trying to really, you know, bring awareness to the fashion industry.
Yes, I love it. And I love everything you're doing. I love to be partnered with it. It's the best. Still waiting for the day that I can actually go down to Austin for something, but like one day.
It's a pop in place, you know. I'm sure
I know.
You know, there's more than one reason to come down here. There's so much going on.
I know. I'm like really looking for the excuse to go. I feel like every time that I'm like, oh, I could go, something pops up and then I'm not able to. I'm like, oh, I'm like just like waiting for the right moment, but we'll make it there. We'll make it. So give us like a little background on like why you started Refined and like why, like how that came to be, that whole idea. Cause that's a big idea to take on. And it's not an easy task to just be like, oh, let me just like make this.
No, it's not. But I worked in the retail industry for like 7+ years. I was a personal stylist. I was an assistant manager and I helped open a Nordstrom location here in Austin. And like, I kind of hit a plateau once I did that. It was like, okay, this is probably the coolest thing I've done like in the industry. Like what else is there? And I had already started university like a couple years back and I had taken breaks. And I was like, you know what? I really want to finish and get my bachelor's degree. So I went back, got my bachelor's degree in business with a focus in entrepreneurship. And a lot of the projects that I did were just like case studies and like marketing plans and business plans around one thing. And every time I would do my projects, it would be around like something similar to Refined, but it just wasn't like very clear yet. So when I graduated, or right before I graduated, I actually made out the whole business plan for Refine and like what it could be and like all the possibilities. And I was able to actually start pitching to potential investors. And there was just like, it was almost like we were too early because that was in 2018, 2019. And things were starting to like kind of rev up around like sustainability. And then the pandemic hit. And everyone kind of had to sit with like all of these problems that we've just kind of been like walking around. And then it was like, oh, wow, we're really messing up the planet. And like, you see, it's like terrible. So I was kind of like, when the pandemic hit, I was actually in a meeting with an investor. And literally in that same meeting, they were like, South by is canceled. Everything's canceled. We're going into lockdown. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
It was like really weird. I was like, what do I do now? So I like didn't have any, I don't know. I just was like super lost and like not motivated. I was like, who even knows what's going to happen? Like, will this work now? Like, do people care? But like, as I slowly started seeing, like, everybody cared, you know, mm-hmm. like we all were like, wow, this is like a really big issue. So then I really kind of like in mid 2020 is when I really started like in the nitty gritty of it and started building out like community and stuff.
Yeah, no, I think it's funny that you say that the pandemic kind of like helped in a way, because I feel that too. I feel like it hurt a lot of businesses, obviously, but in a weird way, I feel like it really amplified sustainable and ethical businesses.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is really weird, but.
Yeah, no, I always like to see it, like everybody realized how important it is to vote with your dollar. Like whenever you support something like you really believe in, like it's way more impactful than if you like go to a large corporation. And that's what, I mean, I don't love that the pandemic happened, but I think it's a wake up call for everyone to like kind of reevaluate the things that we put our attention towards. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, looking at the brighter side of things.
Right. No, I totally feel that. I feel like whenever I don't know when I first heard somebody say that you like vote with your like dollars or whatever, like, but that was like such a like turning point in my life. I feel like, oh my gosh, like that's so true that we have so much power in just like where we put our money and where we're like investing in a way, even if it's like just buying like a top from, you know, a clothing brand. It's like you're still investing in that brand and what they're standing for. I'm like, I feel like that really switched my perspective on things a lot.
Yeah. And it's so cool because every single brand is different and everybody brings something really like unique to the table. Like, I don't know, there's a brand for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Have their like go-to, like, I love this brand.
Yes. No, for sure. Speaking of brands, what was your process of like searching for brands? Like, how did you find the brands that you now work with? Like, how did you find me?
how did it all happen?
Yeah. How did it happen?
That's a really good question. And people ask me that all the time. Like, obviously I have a process now.
Right.
Like, I don't know if I just like blacked out and don't remember how it started, but I just feel like I went deep into like the interweb and like, just,
yeah.
The thing is that like when I would Google sustainable brands, it would be like the same, like top five, like,
yep.
Merlane and like Girlfriend Collective, and like those are brands that are great, but like what about all the other ones that like people are missing out on? And that's where I was like, oh my gosh. And then I started discovering, I can't remember the first one I discovered, I think it might have been Bold Swim. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, this is cool, like her stuff is amazing, her like ethos is great, she's sustainable. I met her and I was like, wow. And then it just like was like a ripple effect. And got connected to everyone. I'm trying to think of how I found you.
I'm always curious.
I don't remember, but I do remember I was super excited because I hadn't seen anything like your brand, like when I was searching. So I was like, oh, this is like filling a gap. This is different. This is like feminine and trendy and girl, like, you know, it had a very specific aesthetic. So yeah, it's in the beginning, it was hard.
I bet.
Just digging at a hole, like just trying to find like really great brands.
Yeah, no, I feel that, because I feel like when I started my sustainability journey, just like generally, I also obviously went to Google for it, and it's always the same like bigger brands, which are great brands too, but it's just like so hard to find the smaller brands that are probably doing more or like being more impactful, because it's just like not a Google search. Like you have to do a deep dive, be like deep into like sustainable fashion, like Instagram or TikTok or whatever. And somehow like you find one and then you find all of them. Like I feel like anytime anybody mentions a brand, it's like, I probably have some connection to them already, or like a friend of a friend that already follows them, or like anytime I like find an account, I always have mutuals. Like, I swear it's also interconnected.
Yeah, no, I think it's a small but tight community, honestly. Like,
yes.
Because you're right. Every single time I find a brand, they're somehow like interconnected with somebody else that I know.
Literally. Yeah. It's crazy. It's cool because it's like small and I feel like it's all, I don't know, it's all connected. It feels like a really cool community, but it's like crazy too, that it's like all these people, but it's like, we're somehow connected. I don't know. Yeah. Blows my mind.
Yeah. But now the process is different. Like, you know, I always tell people, like, I like to meet the founders first. Like,
yeah,
first meeting, I just want to know you and like why you started. I really think that I like to use the word intentionality over sustainability, because I think I think it's easier for people to understand. So when I meet the founders, I'm like, okay, you know, like, what's your why? Like, what's your big why? Because that big why will kind of translate into every single thing that they do. And then, you know, I can learn about their business model and like their supply chain and things like that. But yeah, in the beginning, it was kind of like a little wonky.
Yeah, no, I bet. And I think it's also hard with sustainability because there's no like definition to it. Like, it's like a pretty broad, like, thing, and you could be sustainable in so many different ways. But what do you like to look for in terms of sustainability in a brand? Like, what are your main like points?
Yeah, I really like to see anything that has to do with like their textiles. Like, if they're using something that is eco-friendly, that's really big. But also, I want to know where they're producing. Like,
yes.
I think that's like my biggest one. Is like, I think anyone who's like tells me, oh, I produce in Bali or I produce in India, I'm like, well, have you been there? And for the most part, every single brand that I've vetted so far has actually been to their factories like multiple times.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And if knowing the person, knowing their why, like understanding their mission and knowing that they're going and visiting, I think that just speaks volumes, because there's such an effort to go somewhere foreign and really like learn and be a part of the culture and understand the process. And then being able to kind of like communicate that to consumers. Like, I just think that's like a huge win. I don't know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And for me. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. I feel like it would be so intimidating to go to a different country to like do all that whole process. Like, I've thought about it, because obviously, you know, people have asked me so many times, like, oh, are you gonna do whatever? I'm like, I don't know if I'm like, I don't know, that's like intimidating.
It is, yeah. I mean, like, I would be intimidated. Like, you're walking, I mean, especially with some of these like brands not coming from like a design background,
right?
So, me walking into like a construction site and being like,
yeah,
here, tell me all about it. So it's like really cool to just see, because for the most part, everybody understands it's a problem. So, you know, doing their best with what they, you know, with the resources they have is super important. So for me, it's not like, you don't have to check all the boxes. I think focusing on one specific thing is going to make a bigger impact than like spreading yourself across all the boxes trying to do something.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense. Moving into like the events and things you've done quite a few this year already, and a lot of fun big things. I'm sure there's a lot more in the future too. But what's been your experience like doing those type of events, especially like you're in Austin, and I feel like a lot of people don't think of it as like a fashion hub. Like, I know it's growing obviously a lot as a city, but I feel like it's never like top of the list when you're like, oh, fashion. Like, it's always, you know, New York, LA, and that's kind of it for the US, maybe Miami too. But
yeah.
But yeah, what's been your experience like doing stuff in Austin, and like what's been the response of everybody there?
Honestly, so the South by Southwest event, like I think I heard about it because I was literally in shock, because for example, that event, you know, I was like, you know, we'll have like 100 to 200 people, and we had 3,500 RSVPs, and
that's
like
crazy.
1,500 people came, and I literally the whole day I was just like, I can't believe this is happening, because there was a line out the door for our venue the entire day from 2 to 9. Like, people were up. My fiance was working the door.
Love that for him.
And he was like, man, people were like genuinely pissed they couldn't come in. I was like, oh my god, like that's
wow.
But that goes to show that there's a ton of interest. There's a ton of like people interested in making this a fashion hub, but there's like nobody like navigating or like directing that environment into like like a community of itself. So I was actually like talking about this on the news with the Austin's local news about it, and they asked me, they were like, do you see like, you know, Austin being the next fashion city? And I was like, absolutely. Like, slowly but surely you're seeing like big retailers like Hermes come in, and we're like, what? Like,
right,
Vans and like ripped jeans, but like the whole dynamic of Austin is changing, and like people want to see more fashion here, and more specifically they want to see more sustainable options, because thrifting and secondhand shopping is super huge here in Austin. Mm-hmm. But you know, like anyone else, you sometimes want to buy new things, and that's just
right.
That's just the reality of, you know, people's desires. Like that's just how mm-hmm. it is. So I really think that, you know, it does, Austin has the potential to be like in LA.
Oh yeah. I think that for sure. I feel like for everything, even outside of fashion, I feel like it's growing for like every industry ever from what I've seen. I still haven't visited. I really want to so bad. I feel like everyone's hyped it up so much. I'm like, one day.
Everyone stop coming here. Like maybe it sucks. Like, no,
I know. Right.
It's like grown substantially. Like I've been in Austin for like almost a decade mm-hmm. and it's a completely new place. Like,
oh, I bet.
But also it's exciting. It's exciting to see like something really like evolve and grow, and like all these opportunities come mm-hmm. about from it. But yeah, it's.
Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, no, that's, I love it.
I love that. No, I think that's so cool. When I got like all the, you know, pictures and videos from the event that you did with South by Southwest, I was like blown away. I was like, oh my gosh, that looks so freaking cool. And it was really funny because during the event, my friend Zara, who like is on Instagram at Soulful Seeds, she's like the coolest, but she texted me and she's like, OMG, your brand is here. And I was like, yeah, I work with them. This is so weird.
That's so crazy. That's like just makes me so happy, because I hope that like the energy like keeps up, and there's just so many opportunities here and abroad. Like I just think mm-hmm. that there's so much interest to just see like smaller indie brands like really make it. Like that's my, like I would love to like see you and all my brand partners like truly just really make it and be prominent like sustainable brands.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think you're doing such a good job of it already. It's insane. Well, it's insane that you like launched so like recently, and you've already been able to like, you know, create such a, you know, good community around it, and like be able to build that up, because I feel like that's one of the hardest things is creating community, like a good community, like a good supportive community. Yeah. And you've done that pretty well, I would say.
I appreciate that. It's a lot of fun. I mean, I feel like if I didn't love it, it would be really hard and daunting, but
yeah,
it's really great, honestly. So,
yeah. So what is next for Refined? I mean, like, I know, but like, what are some things that are up in the air, you know?
Gosh, there's just so much. Let's see. I don't want to like give away too much.
Right.
Like, you know, we're getting into Web3, which is like a really big thing right now. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting if like anyone knows anything about that. So getting into Web3, we're potentially going to be launching a rental service for our brand partners.
That would be so cool.
Because, you know, this is with the price points, like, you know, the price points are higher. And mm-hmm. one of the things that's like been really big on my heart, which I like, it just is, I'm a sensitive person, but
me too.
I'm like, I really care that like people come in and they're like, man, I can't really afford this right now. And like, who knows if this is actually their priority, you know, mm-hmm. like buying new clothes. So I really want to make it like accessible, like to people. And like people who want to support Natalia Trevino Amaro, but like mm-hmm. can't really break the bank just yet, but eventually that customer will be able to do that. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping to implement a rental type of service into a potential mobile app, potentially. but we're having a fashion show this summer, which is like next month.
I think I know if I wasn't moving this month, I would be there, but it's the fact that it's like a week after I move, I'm like, dang it, there's always something.
It was like honestly so short notice as well. Like it's a charity event type thing, mm-hmm. so it's a really cool space, and the opportunity kind of presented itself, and I was like, dang it.
It looks so cool. Yeah. So
we have that, and then we're going to potentially be at New York Fashion Week for this year, and I'm very excited about that.
I mean, I'm already planning a trip to New York and I have yet to be invited to New York Fashion Week, but I'm already planning on being there.
Yeah. So there's like a lot of things in the works, and yeah, there's a lot of exciting things.
Yes.
So I won't give away anymore, but those are probably the most exciting things happening. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, gotta keep the momentum going and just keep doing cool things. And I think, you know, something's gotta stick.
Oh, for sure. No, it definitely will stick. And I'm so excited for all of the above. I hope New York happens, because as a brand partner, I would love to attend, to participate.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's going to be really cool. There's a company out there. It's more so an organization, and they're like, I won't give their name just yet, but they are hoping to do something with New York Fashion Week, and they saw the successful event for South By, and they want to kind of emulate something similar during New York Fashion Week. It just makes, I think.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Everyone. So we'll see how that kind of pans out.
Yeah, no, I think that'd be really cool, because I did New York Fashion Week last year and I had like a really, really great response to it. And I feel like a lot of people were really trying to look for sustainability within it, because it was really hard to find any sort of show that was sustainable or brands that were sustainable in the general week of events and stuff. So I think it would be a really, really good thing. I don't know. I feel like New York there's always people around and people always show up.
Yeah. So I'm trying to venture out into like, I'm glad you're in LA now. I have, we are doing like, product shots and like kind of like a refined campaign with the stylist out there. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited that you're there.
Yes.
It's easy, you know, especially because you're there, All for Ramon is there. Mm-hmm. Bold Swim is there. So that's like three brands already that work together. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, no, that'll be so nice. I need to reach out to them now that I know that they're there too. I'm like, who can I find? Yeah, no, but that's so cool. And then also going back to the whole rental thing, I'm really glad you brought that up, because I like so wish I could do that on my own, but I don't know how to friggin' do that, because that's a whole process to do. Yeah. And so like, I can't offer that personally, but it's like, I feel so bad because I know that my audience can't afford my pieces that much. Like, I know that when they're like buying them, it's like they've been saving up for months, and like it's like a special thing, which is really cool, and like that's what I want for my brand, because like I want it to be something special that you like hold on to. But at the same time, I always feel so like bad about it, because like I get it, like I have a younger audience that's like my age, like we don't have the money for this. And I know.
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm like, maybe I can do like a poll on your page, because your demographic kind of is, I'm basically, you know, trying to reach your, not that it's not my demographic, I'm not like an old
person. Like
but you know, I'm like later 20s, your earlier 20s.
Right.
So I'm interested, like maybe we can do like a poll on your story and say like, would you be interested in this? And like, what's, once we, you know, get some more details on it, like how often would they use the service and things like that.
Right.
Because, I mean, it is just, just for anyone, it's just kind of hard to just, like, you want to support these brands and you want to see them grow and scale, but it's just really difficult.
Yeah, no, it really is. Even like as a consumer, like I want to support all these brands, but I'm like, I can't actually like support all of you. I'm like, I'll support you on social media. I will shout you out. I will like all your stuff. I will engage if it reaches the right audience, but like, it's so hard to actually like support unless you're, you know, financially there, but not everybody is. Not in this economy anyway.
And that's the thing, you know, we're not really getting any better in the economy right now.
I know, seriously.
It's just getting harder for everyone. So that means, you know, there's going to be a lasting effect. And I'm just really trying to think of those people that are maybe not going to be able to purchase as much or really not be able to afford any sustainable options. So thinking of that customer. So hopefully it works out. And I should be able to share more details on that soon.
Yes, no, I'm so excited. There's so many fun things that are going to happen. And I'm ready. I'm ready to attend some event at some point this year.
Yeah, you definitely will, I feel like. Especially because you're in LA. Like,
right.
I think I'm going to be I'm going to be in New York in the fall, I think. Is that when New York?
Yeah. I will be there too, technically, supposedly.
Yes.
Yes.
And then, I don't know, maybe I'll try to plan a trip to LA, like, late summer, like, before. Mm-hmm. Because we want to do the shoot with that stylist.
Yes. No, that would be so fun.
She's really amazing. I'm so excited.
No, I'm excited because I've never done like photo shoots with stylists or done that kind of vibe. And I'm like so intrigued by that. Like, I'm sure that's so fun because I feel like I'm a fashion designer, but I'm not a stylist. Like there's a very big difference. I don't like, it's not that I don't know how to style things, but I'm not one to like accessorize too much. I'm pretty like minimal. So it's like, I always love seeing how stylists actually work because I never think of the things that they do. I'm like, I would never think to pair that with that, but I love how it looks. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm not the best at that. Like, I can like give you a good mood board.
Right.
Like, executing on that mood board, maybe not so much. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm really excited because one of the things that I've kind of like struggled with is like having my own like presence as a brand, as Refine, because yes. I carry so many cool brands, like it's hard to develop like your own like look and aesthetic, so
yes,
that's like what I'm focusing on next. And I think it's going to be really cool to see all of my brand partners kind of styled together and mixed and mm-hmm. creating and putting the brands in a whole nother light. I think it's just going to like elevate everything.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. I'm excited because you have some really cool brands that you work with. I'm like, everybody's aesthetics are so different and so cool, but I feel like, you know, they can work. They can work together somehow.
Together, somehow, yeah. Or even just like styling just pieces, you know, like maybe the way that you style for your photo shoot could be styled a completely different way. And
just right.
like bringing it to a whole nother dimension of like vibe. So yeah, right. It'll be cool to see.
Yes, no, I'm super excited about that. I think that'll be so fun. What have been your like biggest learning curves with all of this? Like, what are some things that maybe like shocked you or like you were, I don't know, taken aback from? Because like you did, you know, do business school and like learn things in school, which like I never did. So I feel like I've been just learning a lot. But are there any things that like came up that you weren't expecting that like maybe you never learned or like, I don't know, anything like that?
I mean, there's so many mistakes and there will continue to be mistakes.
Right.
I think in the beginning I was really, really just confused on what direction to take because there is such thing as getting too much mentorship, too much advice, over like filling yourself, like just spilling over with information. Mm-hmm. Like that you're just like kind of like mind boggled, like you don't know what to do.
Right.
And one of the things that really surprised me, because I was like, thought I knew what I was doing, gonna go into this and start, you know, tacking away, and I was like, wait, none of this is working. Like, because before, you know, I don't know if you know this, but before we were actually just a mobile app, a sizing tool for brands.
Okay.
So it was like shopping within parameters, so the mobile app would like do a body scan and then match you with a bunch of garments that fit within your sizing. Mm-hmm. That was my business in the beginning. And it just like
wow,
completely shifted and changed. And so I think in the beginning, it was like very surprising to be like, oh, I'm not doing what I originally said I was going to do. And I'm doing
right.
completely different. So I think that was one of the things that I struggled with in the beginning. And then also just, you know, patience. Like you have to have a ton of patience and perseverance to like keep going, because I have seen not only brands, but companies like kind of fall out because it gets hard.
Yeah.
And like, I admire everyone who like made it through the past 2 years and kept going, but yeah, it's surprisingly difficult, no matter how positive of a person like you think.
Like, yes.
High spirits. Like I consider myself a pretty like positive and optimistic person, but the entrepreneurship journey can take you to new places.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
So I don't know, like those things are just like, you know, I think most sometimes people think, oh yeah, it's going to be like easy breezy and I'll figure it out, and you right. will, but it's also going to be difficult. Mm-hmm. And you really need to like make sure you have a good circle of people around you. So
yeah, no, I think it's so true, especially like coming out of these 2 years. I think it's like especially hard, or like at least like I've noticed for my brand, like obviously in 2020 it was like really easy to grow on social media because everybody was on their phone. So it's like the engagement was super high. It was so easy to go viral. And like now it's harder and harder to like reach the kind of audience that you used to reach. And it's like, you feel like you're putting in 10 times more work and then getting nothing out of it. And it's like, it's not always uphill. Like, I feel like I always thought that like, once you start, it's just like this constant, like uphill, like, you know, slowly gets better, but it's just, it's very up and down, just up and down.
Yeah, it's like, you think you're going to reach a certain milestone and then you're going to be
yep. Yes.
But then that milestone, you hit that one and then you're like, oh crap, they're like, you have to keep going and you have to keep doing new things. And like, then I know that this is like maybe sound like dumb, but like when you truly realize and actualize like you are the thing running your business.
Yes.
Like if you stop, it stops, and like nothing like keeps going. And I think, I mean, obviously, duh, but like when you really mm-hmm. understand that, you're like, oh crap, like okay.
Yeah, no, literally, so true.
Like, speaking of podcasts, like how do you like having a podcast?
You know what, I actually love having a podcast. I like, it's weird because like I'm not actually like an extroverted person. I'm like very, very much introverted, and mm-hmm. like I don't want to say it's like hard for me to talk to people, because it's not. I'm just like a very one-on-one person. Like it's hard for me to like usually start the conversation for people. So in a weird way, it's been like a good exercise for me to like learn how to talk to people that I maybe wouldn't usually talk to, and also like a really good excuse to make connections.
That's true.
Because it's like, how many other times can you reach out to somebody and be like, hey, give me an hour of your time where I can ask you any single question ever? But if it's like a podcast and it's like mutually beneficial, then somebody's going to say yes. But if you just randomly hit somebody up like, hey, give me an hour of your time, like they're going to say no.
That's so true. Yeah, because I've told you, like, I've been considering it, but mm-hmm. I don't know, like, what do the people, like, there's so many podcasts out there, so I'm mm-hmm. like, what do people want to, like, hear about, and who do they want to hear about?
Yes.
Where they're from, I guess. But I don't know, I think it could be fun.
I think so, especially because you have a lot of, like, you know, brand partners, and you have, like, a very, I guess like unique perspective in that way. And like you work with people in such a unique way that yeah. I feel like, I don't know, it's just a perspective that's probably not out there very much. Like I love listening to podcasts. Like I am like such a podcast person. And like, I wish there was more like fashion podcasts, but like good fashion podcasts.
Yeah, no. Okay. Tell me more. Like,
you know, like, I don't know. Like, I guess that's why I started mine. Cause I just feel like there's not like, nobody talks about the fashion industry in depth a lot. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like we only talk in depth about like the very superficial parts of it, of like, I don't know, events and fashion weeks and blah, blah, blah. But nobody talks about like supply chain and like where to source things and how things are made and like that kind of stuff, which I'm like fascinated by because I don't know, it's just really cool to me. Yeah, I feel like people don't get that perspective a lot, or like what it really takes to like start a brand if you're manufacturing. Like nobody tells you how to do that. And that's yeah. a whole process. And you know, it's just like there's so much to it that's so cool. Mm-hmm. And I feel like nobody's talking about it.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, I think that sometimes like just from being on social media and stuff, I think sometimes mm-hmm. people think I'm a consultant. So they reach mm-hmm. out to me and they ask me how they can start a brand. And I'm like, I'm not sure, but I can try my best to help you. But
yeah,
to a point that like so many, like I've had like quite a bit of people like come to me and I'm like, but I've started to like really dig in, and because mm-hmm. it's an alignment, like I need to know about the supply chain anyway.
Right.
Now I'm like, okay, I think I know enough to kind of like direct people in the right directions, but honestly, like the sourcing of materials and stuff is so, so hard. Like,
yeah,
I think that's like people's secret sauce, and that's why you don't hear about it. You know?
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, there was a girl at the panel, or from at South By, she asked, she was like, how can I be more sustainable? Like in like a she's like, where do I find like a manufacturer? Where do I find the material? She was like, I just don't know. And I'm like, literally there's like, I just feel like it's a lot of your own personal research because it still has to come uniquely from you and be in alignment with like what you're producing. So it's not like someone can be like, here's like three different options for you.
Right.
Like, those three options are probably not like for that specific brand.
Yeah. And I also feel like it's like hard to even do the research sometimes because a lot of the like manufacturers or like textile mills, whatever, like, it's not like they have websites, like they're like selling online. Like you have to kind of like know somebody who like will lead you to it or be local to the area. Like you just have to like be connected because even like for me trying to find manufacturers is so hard because it's just like, they're not usually on like social media or the internet. Like they're usually just like, they've been there for hundreds of years or whatever. And they're just chilling there. It's like, you know, I'm like, you just have to know that it's there. I'm like, how are you supposed to know?
Isn't that so bizarre? Like, I understand like maybe sourcing materials, but like when you don't even know where to go to make something, like that is like bizarre to me. I'm like, surely there's places. I mean, there could be places here in Austin. I just don't even know.
Probably, you know?
I mean, if there is not, there should be.
I know, really. They should get on that.
Yeah, super interesting. Like, I'm super interested in, like, textiles, too. Like, I've been researching, like, orange silk and apple leather and cactus leather and, like, all sorts of materials. And it's pretty cool. I want to see a designer actually implement those, but I don't know, like, what the cost of, like, that.
I know. I've heard a lot about, like, the pineapple leathers and cactus leathers, and I'm like, I'd love to, like, test those out. But I have no clue how that works or like, they're also such new materials that it's like, I don't even know if they're like readily available for anybody in that kind of way yet, but it's so cool though. Like I would love to start implementing those whenever that's possible.
Yeah. I'm interested to see like the first round of designers like implement that, but I mean, those are more accessible to find, I feel like,
than
regular materials.
No, literally. Yeah.
But yeah, I think, yeah, that's maybe a space to kind of tap into and like deep dive.
Yeah, for sure. No, I feel like that's something that people don't hear about a lot. And I feel like you have enough brand connections that you'd probably get some cool conversations out of it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so. Maybe next time you'll be on my podcast.
You know what? We're just going to manifest that. That's fine by me.
Yes, I just need to get this red couch and put it here. And
I'll sell it to you because she can't come with me to LA. I'm so sad.
I know. It's so exciting though. I'm really
excited
for you to go to LA. I think it's going to open like a million doors for you.
Yeah.
It's like literally that next thing that you need, like just to go.
Exactly. Yes. No, I'm excited. I feel like it just goes back to that whole, like, you just have to like know people and like be in the area where the people at are like are at. And I feel like that's what I've been lacking. It's like I can do it all here technically, but it's like, there's probably so many more opportunities if you're in the like right place with the right people, you know?
Yeah. And like, the thing is you can collaborate, you can
right
things together. Like that's the coolest thing about all of it. I think is like when you're in the right place, like there's just endless opportunities.
Exactly. So I'm excited. It'll be fun. Okay. Well, I guess we can start wrapping this up now. We won't make it too long, but thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Of course. Where can people find you? Shout yourself out.
Yeah. So you can follow on Instagram at refind_shopping, REFIND. And then you can shop all of the brands at refine.shopping.
Perfect. Yes, I will have everything linked down below if you guys want to check it out. Be sure to do so. I'm on there, so you know, shameless self promo too. But yes, go check it out. And I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.
and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.